What made this inauguration different? Well, for one, it was a little warmer than usual during the daylight hours, and the crowds were believed to be smaller, although one estimate does put the number at a million. One thing that stayed the same this time, lousy cell service.
Let's go live now to Tony Rahm, technology reporter for Politico. Hey there, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, this was a great equalizer. Whether you were a wealthy member of Congress or someone who barely has enough money to pay the rent, you could not move much information around a day on the National Mall. What happened to the phones?
You're absolutely right. You know, you saw plenty of smartphones and tablets dotting the National Mall today, but it didn't mean that the hundreds of thousands of inauguration goers were able to use them. You know, the report suggested that practically every wireless carrier struggled to provide fast and consistent wireless service, but the carriers say that there really wasn't much of a problem. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint, you know, they each told us that their networks performed as expected, but their explanation really hasn't quelled much of the criticism on Twitter and other websites later in the day.
Didn't they say, and I don't know if this is up to the inaugural committee or the various carriers, that they were beefing up coverage in anticipation of all these crowds, these hundreds of thousands?
Everybody said that. The carriers always do this sort of thing. The wireless airwaves, those invisible pieces of spectrum that let your phones work the way that they do, you know, they're a finite resource. And AT&T and Verizon and the other carriers always reposition their resources to make sure that your devices work as quickly as you're used to. But at the end of the day, when there are so many people trying to use their smartphones and tablets, there's a strain on the system. And that's precisely what we saw at the inauguration.
Will there ever be a time when you can attend an event like this with all of these people, go to an NFL game as well, and have a fully functional smartphone?
You know, that's the question that practically everyone is asking right now as more and more Americans use these sorts of devices and want to talk about what they're seeing. And it's the question that members of Congress are asking as well. We just finished up a very lengthy debate over how to reform the system of spectrum and the airwaves available to wireless carriers. They say they need more of those resources to keep the networks fast and efficient. And so the question going forward is going to be whether they can mobilize the resources that they've been given.
The other thing would be, of course, to entirely change the model, that is, not have it be cellular anymore, have a different way to fire up our devices. But I suppose that's probably in some engineer's brain somewhere, not something that realistically is coming down the road anytime soon.
Yeah, we're talking about all of those sorts of various technical fixes here. We hear things like spectrum sharing, for instance, which is a very daunting phrase to describe ways where you could use the same set of airwaves for multiple functions, which just allows those resources to be used more efficiently. What it comes down to is this. It's hard to use smartphones and tablets when there are a lot of people around you, and at least as we saw during the inauguration today, the carriers haven't figured out how to precisely fix that problem. And it's a question that keeps coming up, not just when we're talking about big political events or football games, but also in the cases of natural disasters, as we saw in D.C. with the big earthquake and all of the congestion issues that prevented so many people from connecting with their loved ones.
Tony, thank you so much.